Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, and Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.
I love it when Monday night sounds like Sunday afternoon. Let's hear it again, just one more time. Let's go. Woo-hoo-hoo. It is a sellout crowd. We have wedged them in here. We got them wedged in here, and we are at the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road, the closest Hy-Vee to the greatest stadium in the world, GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And what a show and what a night we have for you. Now, we've got breaking news. This just came in. Let me check it. Yes. Chiefs 31, Raiders nothing. What a game. What a night. We've got so many great people here. The geeks are here, of course, in full force. Redcoaters are here. Some are even suited up. Hey, Paula and her guard is here tonight. So many here. Fred Liggett, the award-winning writer and author, is here tonight. We actually have 14 people here from Deutschland. 14 people here from Germany. What a game. In fact, das Spiel war großartig. Das Spiel war großartig, meaning in German, close enough, I hope, that the game was awesome, right? Whew. I'm just telling you, Patrick Mahomes, and I'm kind of dressed up tonight in the zoot suit because Patrick and Brittany have their big gala tonight for the 15 and Mahomes Foundation, and what a way to kick that event off. Pat was brilliant. Since he became QB1, at the start of 2018, this is the sixth time he has had a 30-plus margin of victory. Hard to do in the NFL, right? Six times he's done it. Four times against the Raiders. That is huge. In Deutsch, that is gross. Now, in England, it's not, I'm sorry, in English, it's not gross like boogers in your nose. It is huge in German, so in Deutsch. So, 93rd win for Patrick Mahomes in his career in the regular season. 93 wins. That is the most by any quarterback in NFL history 30 years or younger. He took out Peyton Manning with that record yesterday. That is huge. Or in Deutsch, gross. All right. Anybody glad that maybe Rashi Rice is back on the team?
Oh, yes, oh,
I said this. Joey Wentz, a lot of you know him. He pitched this year for the Atlanta Braves. He's from here. He's a great dude, big Chiefs fan. He asked me, I saw him Friday. He goes, how many touches do you think Rice is going to get? And I go, oh, I think 7. Just guessing. He had 7. But in those 7, he had 2 touchdowns. That is huge. Deutsch, gross. 9 players caught passes in that game. 9. And Drysdale touched the ball. 13 touched the ball, including the 2 quarterbacks. The only guys eligible that did not touch the ball, that were eligible to touch it in a scrimmage down on offense, were Robert Tonyan and Jalen Royals. Everybody else touched it. Nico Remigio got the punt returns. So 9 caught passes, 13 touched it. That bodes well. You're going to hear it from Coach in here just a little bit because I asked him about it. That is huge. Or Deutsch? Gross. But defense. Oh, my gosh. Defense. The Raiders had 3 first downs in that game. Zwei first downs. Oh, my gosh. 3 first downs in a game. 95 yards, the lowest Raider total since 2008. Geno Smith, 67 yards passing, the lowest in his career that, it's fewest in a career by anybody with 15-plus attempts. He had 16. Crazy. And then Genty, the great rookie running back, 6 carries for 21 yards. When you have a defense that completely shuts down a team and they go 35 minutes without a first down, you're able to put the hammer down, baby. And speaking of the hammer, Chamari Connor is here tonight representing that defense, number 27. And in Deutsch, Schlag der Hammer nieder. We have got folks here tonight from Deutschland, from Neumünster, Siegburg, near Cologne, Unna, Menden, Trier, also Köln. So here from Deutschland, among others. So it's great to have you all here tonight, as Chamari will be here in just a second to get signed autographs. I do want to remind you, you got to love the fact that we're getting 30 points a game. We're just popping 30 a game. Why? Because you get to score the savings. Hy-Vee is one of the best deals in the history of the planet. Whether it's in America or Germany or wherever it is, score big savings with Hy-Vee and the Kansas City Chiefs. Big points mean even bigger savings. Shop Hy-Vee the day or night after a game. We've got over 100 people in here, and a lot of you will shop after the game and earn a fuel saver discount equal to the Chiefs' score based on the amount you spend. If the Chiefs score, 31 points, you save 31 cents a gallon on any $31 purchase. The more we score, the more you save. And, folks, we are scoring a lot. Win or lose, everyone scores the day after a Chiefs game only at Hy-Vee. By the way, we got a lot of great people here tonight. Where's Bree Ali, who's taking our show here? She's our photographer tonight. Bree Ali, a terrific photographer. She was with the Browns. We stole her from the Browns. Her brother actually plays for the Baltimore Ravens. So Bree's awesome. Anyway, we'll be back with head coach Andy Reid after this on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network.
Some restrictions apply.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
First down, goal to go for the Chiefs. No score. A little over 6 minutes to go, first quarter. Kareem Hunt, the running back. The Chiefs come on a flip pass to Rice. Near side, touchdown, Kansas City.
Well, welcome back to the Chiefs Kingdom Show. And again, tonight we're at the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road. This is the closest Hy-Vee to the stadium. So we'll wedge you in here. We're going to have Chamari Connor on here a little bit. But let's bring in now the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid. And congratulations on a 31-0 victory This is like when you have the grandkids coming for Christmas and all these packages are there. It's like, where do we start? What encouraged you the most after that win yesterday?
Well, obviously, it was a great performance defensively. Shutouts are tough to get in this league. Spags had a great plan. His coaches, they backed that up, and the players just went. They were full speed ahead, man, which was great. Great to see great energy there. And then offensively, likewise, Nags comes out with his game plan. He gets everybody involved, and you know, it was smooth. Pat orchestrated the whole thing on the field, and it went well. And then special teams likewise. So normally you don't get all three phases cranking. Tobe had the special teams rolling, and you normally don't get that. I mean, that's a hard thing to get done in the National Football League. Sometimes normally it's two out of the three here where you come out and you kind of go, all right, we could do better over here. But this was this one here, everything kind of worked together.
You talked about spreading it around. 9 different guys caught passes. 13 different humans touched the ball. I think only Robert Tonyan and Jalen Royals were eligible and didn't touch it, counting Remigio's punt returns. That is a precursor to the question. You've taught me so much about geometry in 13 years about offense, attacking angles, setting things up. But what does it mean to get so many guys involved where you can accentuate that or attacking a defense geometrically, if you will?
Yeah, if you can spread the field and kind of hit all those different areas on the field, and or at least have a threat in that area, that's tough defensively. You know, it stretches a defense out, and defenses like to tighten everything up and confine the areas in their zone. So if they're playing zone coverage, so that's to do that, you have to have guys that the defense respects. And so part of that job is your quarterback doing it. Part of it's us coaching them. Part of it's Brett Veach bringing guys in and so on. So everybody has a piece of that. And Pat does a great job of distributing. And he does. There's no favoritism necessarily here or there. He's going to – you get yourself open, it's coming to you. And he does as good a job of that as I've ever been around. So, and I've been lucky enough to have been around a couple good ones.
For sure. To get Rashee going again, 7 touches, 10 targets, get him into the end zone twice. What did all that mean as we go forward?
Yeah, listen, I thought that was important to get. That first hit is always an important thing to get, and when you come off a layover, and then the game is fast, so it's different than practice, it's different than the preseason, different than training camp. This is we're in the flow now. You know, the season's in the flow, so guys are playing hard, they're playing fast, and so to have a 6-week layoff, 7-week layoff, plus not having played in a regular season game in a year. I just, you want to get him back as quick as you can that way. Now, he works extremely hard. He played 41% of the plays, and he wanted more. That was a good foundation to start with. And then we'll kind of work from there. So, but it was good to get him in there and good to get him going.
A strong foundation indeed. The offensive line, it's exciting to ask you about these guys every week. And the fact that Caliendo had to step in with Trey's back injury. What about that group and what they did, especially when you had to make a sudden change and get Caliendo in there?
Yeah, listen, all the guys know that Mike could be a starter. They all treat him that way, and he prepares that way, and he's been that. He started for us last year, so there's no letdown when he comes in. He steps in and he goes, and you don't have to call certain things because he's in there. You just the offense rolls with it. He's a tough kid and very, very smart, and did a nice job when asked to come in there.
And Jalen Moore again, but how about how about those two guys? We got two Western Michigan Broncos on the offensive line.
Yeah, they actually were teammates and played next to each other there. So, not that they didn't play next to each other yesterday, but they did in college. But Jalen's done a nice job just, again, stepping in. And, you know, he's had to do that before in San Francisco, and so it's not something different for him.
And Pat, I said during the game on the play-by-play, I said, I'm not sure there's a happier guy in America right now. He just seems to be on fire in attack. And you've already mentioned how he's using everybody, but just him pushing forward and the fact that, I mean, he looks like the Dodger pitching staff in the playoffs. He's just so, where's he at right now and using all these guys and everything in your playbook?
He's playing as good as he's ever played and probably better. So, I just, you know how I feel about him. I mean, we're lucky to have him here. And you know, I was talking to Pete before the game, and he said the same thing. He goes, man, it must be a joy to have this kid. He seems like he's always into it. I go, yeah, no, he is. And so we're not the only ones that feel that way around the league.
We're blessed. Defensively, oh my gosh, you already mentioned it's hard to shut everybody out, but 37 minutes, the Raiders go without a first down. They get three first downs in the whole game. What was the key to dominating a team? It's so hard. I don't care who you're playing, when you're playing, but you dominated these guys.
Yeah, I mean, listen, one of the media guys said that was the first time that I'd had a shutout since I've been a head coach. And I'm going, that's how hard it is. If that's true, I mean, I don't know, but if that's true, I've been doing this for a couple of years, and so I've been coached a couple of games, and I'll tell you, Spags, likewise with Spags, I mean, we've been together a long time in a couple of different places, and so it's the job that he did putting the game plan together along with his coaches, and then the players just executing it. I mean, this is a national football. It's hard to not allow somebody to score in a game. That's a tough, tough thing to do. And I thought our guys just ramped it up and executed it so well. And that's a tribute to them wanting to do that and then believing in what the coaches are feeding them.
It was impressive. We're going to have Shamari Connor on after we let you go. That's a kid that's had a lot on his plate. He's asked to do a lot of things, including leading us in special teams tackles. What about him and what he means to this defense and this team?
Yeah, he's a great kid and extremely hard worker. Doesn't say a whole lot. He just goes out and does his job and does it at a very high level. So we appreciate him, and he wants to be on special teams. He wants to do everything. And he loves playing the game and respects it so much, which makes us all respect him so much. He's a great person to have on this team.
Close it this way. I want to, because very soon I'll be running to Patrick and Brittany's gala. What those two mean, I don't want to underestimate his impact, not only on our team, but what they're like off the field and how remarkable those two are and the way they love their family, the way they love wherever they're at.
Yeah, that's the best part. I mean, just to watch them, how they handle the kids and tag team that thing. I mean, that's a neat deal. They're a nice young couple. They've known each other since they're about 3 years old. So, they've got a little experience there, I guess, being together and knowing each other, which ends up being important too. So I would say what they do for the community is great. I mean, every day I drive past that playground on the way home to, the Pat was instrumental in building. And, I think about that. I mean, when I say we're lucky to have him here, I'm talking about the city of Kansas City, man. I mean, it's a, that's a, That's a great thing, and you and I see it every day. I always remind our coaches, don't take that for granted. That doesn't happen everywhere, and we're fortunate to be a part of that.
Well, we're also lucky and blessed to have you here, and I don't want anybody, I don't want to take it for granted every second of that, too. So congratulations on the win. Now we get ready for the Commanders, and thanks for being with us tonight.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I'd say about Brittany, she's the better athlete of the two, too, so which is pretty amazing. But thanks. Thank you. I appreciate what you said there. And then hi to those redheads out there, too, Mitch.
Oh, they're here, and they're on fire. That's head coach Andy Reid. When we come back, we'll have Chamari Connor. Again, we're at the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road, the closest Hy-Vee to the stadium. We'll have number 27 with us after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Second down, goal to go at the 8. The Chiefs go back. New school shotgun here. Reed Humphrey snaps it to Mahomes at his hip. Now Mahomes goes over the middle, caught, touchdown! Kansas City, weapons everywhere! Hollywood Brown loves gargling the sweet nectar of the end zone. Two drives, two touchdowns for the Chiefs.
Yeah, welcome back to the Hy-Vee on Nolan Road, and I love it. I love it when Monday night feels like Sunday afternoon at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. And a reminder of one of my favorite things about Hy-Vee at this time of year is they come up with the Kingdom Bundle. We're headed for big football games at every level, high school, college, and of course, Commanders coming in for Monday Night Football. It's the most wonderful time of the year, football season. Get the Kingdom Meat Bundle, just $30. Four burgers, four chops, four brats, four chicken breasts, $30. And score a 10-cent fuel saver with each Kingdom Bundle purchase. That's the Kingdom Bundle. And speaking of bundle, our guest tonight is a bundle of strength and intelligence and energy and awesomeness. He is second on the team with 47 tackles, all right? But wait a minute. I've only done this 32 years, okay? And I haven't seen this very often when you have somebody that's second in overall tackles, that is second in special teams tackles, the same guy. 382 defensive plays. I counted every one of them, Chamari. And three more than Bolt even, two more than McDuffie. He's played more defensive plays than any guy on our team in the first seven games, plus 47 special teams plays. A remarkable human and player. Chamari Connor tonight is our guest. I wanted you to feel the vibe of yesterday and carry it over to today.
Yes, sir. It feels great in here. A lot of energy, for sure.
What was that like? 31-0 in an NFL game. Why did you – I mean, you guys just smothered those guys. What did you do to knock them down?
You know, that was an amazing game. You know, that was definitely a crazy game to be a part of in the NFL, to hold a team to zero. You know, that was amazing. So, you know, we just – executed our game plan, came out fast, and played the whole game that way.
The Chiefs had 30 points. They had 30 plays. I mean, that was...
Huge!
Deutsch, that was gross. You got to play in Frankfurt last year, 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago,
yep.
Your rookie year. So we got Deutsch here represented here tonight. They came from Germany to come to the game.
Nice.
This defense now, you're snapping them together. This has been really remarkable, what you've got done over here the last 4 to 5 weeks. What has been the difference? Because I know week one wasn't what you wanted, but what's happened since then?
You know, I think that we just, after week one, we just came back and, you know, locked in on the details. You know, we didn't get we didn't play how we wanted to play that first game. So just looking back at that, we wanted to, you know, not put that on tape again and just come out and execute the game plan each and every week.
I talked to Spags last week about this. Well, first of all, how much energy, how much vibe was in that building last week? Because I know Rasheed's coming back.
Yep.
But I felt as much defensive energy and vibe in the hallway on your side as it was on the offensive side. Do you agree with that, and what caused that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think each and every week we're just excited to go out there and play, excited to, you know, put new stuff on tape, and we was definitely excited to get Rasheed back, so that was a part of it too.
I love the way the offense and defense works together on this team. It's really remarkable, quite honestly. And to get – so Spags does so many different things, and you're such a key to this because Spags will play nickel, five DBs, could be three safeties and two corners. Oh, could be three corners and two safeties. Oh, might be dime, three corners, three – you get my point. You do both.
Yep.
What about – because offensive teams talk about getting into a rhythm. What about defensive teams and getting into rhythm, no matter what you're in, either nickel, dime, sub, or base?
You know, that's just, you know, going through the offseason, you know, building that foundation of, you know, mixing it up and playing different positions and being in different spots and being comfortable in those positions. A lot of that is what helped that going into the season for sure.
I talked about this with your rookie year. How much did Tech – he played at Virginia Tech, for you Hokies in here or listening on our network. How much did Tech prepare you for that? Because it seemed like more than most college defenses, you were kind of like that.
Yep. They prepared me a lot for that. You know, being that I played nickel all five of my years, and I played safety for 2 years. So and when I was at nickel, they had me moving around and doing a lot of different things and coverage that you usually don't do in college. So that was great for me, and I think they prepared me a lot.
Again, Shamari Connor is our guest tonight after the Chiefs shut out the Raiders. You know how this works. The Chiefs defense was able to put the hammer down, baby. You got it. Or Deutsch. Schlag der Hamanita. Close. So we're bilingual here on the Chiefs Kingdom Show with Shamari Connor. But to see guys now working together in front to back, and how much it's been pressure, how much it's been coverage, and how that has to work in the NFL.
You know, those things go together. You know, when you got a good D-line, it's easier for the DBs. When you got good secondaries, it's easier for the D-line. So when those things work together, you know, a lot of great things can happen. And I feel like, you know, we've been doing that these last couple of weeks, and we're trying to keep that going throughout the whole season.
No, it's so evident, right? You give up three first downs in an NFL game. That's huge. We always have fun, though, because this is a complicated defense, right? You don't just walk in and go. Getting the calls at a home game, how does that work?
It's tough. It's tough. Yeah, you got to listen the best you can to whenever Nick comes to the huddle. You better listen closely.
And you, how many times you go, I hope I got it right?
Yeah, a lot throughout.
Okay, where's Kelsey Bull? She's here from our PR department. She's going to try to give him a call standing where she's at, and you're going to be like trying to get a false start on the Commanders, right? That's what we do. All right, Kelsey, get ready to give him a call. But wait a minute. One, two, three. Give him a call. Give him a call. That's real world right there, folks. Yeah. You get an idea, but I mean, it's serious.
Yeah, that's how it is.
And she's like 4 yards from you. You're going to be. So how often do you look over at B. Cook, or do you look over and go?
Yeah, that's why we got to do our hand signals.
You change those up?
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. Who leads the change? Who comes up with the hand signals?
You know, it's usually the linebackers. I see like B. Cook, Trent, those guys come up with a lot of them.
Coach Merritt ever come up with a few?
Yeah, Coach Merritt got a few of them too.
You got a few?
One or two.
Well, shutouts don't happen very often. In fact, Coach has had one other one since he's been here in 13 years. It was the glorious wild card victory over the Houston Texans when we opened the book of sealed signatures on Chiefs Kingdom Show. Snorstrom Sandy is here. And we beat the Texans 30-0. It was a glorious event. Now, I looked you up in your history. I went back now and looked. Do you remember the last time you shut out a team at any level?
Yeah, I remember the college level.
Okay.
I think my third or fourth year versus Pitt, 28-0 at home, Virginia Tech.
I might have missed. So that would have been your – what about week 16, 2019, 45-0 over Georgia Tech?
Yep. There you go.
Did I get you?
Yes, sir.
That is Deutsch Gross. But to shut out a team, just how hard is it, especially in the National Football League and how sophisticated these offenses are?
It's very hard. You know, definitely with these offenses these days, you always got special wideouts on each team. So always got a running game, always got a good back. So it's a challenge each and every week to do something like that.
How much study do you do on your own? We talked about this as a complicated defense. The Commanders, depending who's going to be healthy and who shows up here, could be Debo, right? He's maybe coming in. McLaurin, we'll see. But when you got to play the slot or you play single high, or just how much do you have to prepare to do different things? Because more than anybody in our secondary, you're the guy that does all the different things. How do you prepare for that? Because playing the slot's way different than playing a cover two or cover one look.
Yep. It's a lot of preparation that goes into it. In the meeting rooms and, you know, on my own at home, watching multiple games, watching, you know, all the different tape and different cut-ups. So it's a lot of preparation that goes into it for sure.
Well, and your love for football, when did it start?
Way back, I say when I was 5 or 6, when I first started, first picked up football.
And do you love studying it, like watching game tonight? Just even if you don't have to prep for a team, you like?
Yeah, but I've been peeking at the Detroit game right there. Just there.
He can do two things at once. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I think he's paying attention to me, and he's watching this game up here. You Madden guy?
Not really.
Okay, so you don't do any of that?
Not too much. I'm more of an NCAA guy.
Oh.
I like college football.
Do you play Tech? You're Tech? You're Tech. How do you do?
I do pretty good.
You don't rig it, so you're going like 30-1 at Tech, are you?
Nah.
You don't play. You got to play it straight, right?
Yeah, you got to get a couple losses.
You're playing Duke on the road. It's got to be Duke on the road. You can't. So your Tech experience, though, we talked about that, but just the and I knew the staff that recruited you. I knew those guys. How similar was that in the way they approached the game is what you have now? Because this defensive staff is – let's talk about our defensive staff first.
Yep.
And then how the VT staff prepared you. Again, Shamari Connor, our guest. This staff, to me, is unique. What do you like about them?
You know, our staff is amazing. Starting at the top with Coach Spags. You know, Coach Spags, he always pushed me to – you know, I feel like he wants me to be the best. He pushed me – have a lot of one-on-one time to, you know, work on different drills and things. And, you know, from Spaz to Coach Merritt, you know, we have a lot of conversations about, you know, what we want the season to look like and, you know, how we want things to go and just getting better each and every week. And, you know, that goes for the whole staff. You know, all those guys are on top of their game. And, you know, they put a lot of work in, a lot of time in to get the football right. So we just make sure that we go out there and play our best.
When did you know, like, I can do this? I can be a really good NFL player?
I'll say I knew probably in high school when I started, you know, separating from the pack, as you would say, just, you know, going out there and making plays each and every week. And, you know, I just seeing other guys that I went to high school with on that next level, and just knowing that I can do the same.
He also is near and dear to my granddaughter's heart. Her first ever NFL game was your scoop and score game against Cincinnati.
Nice.
Yeah. She's like,
that was a good game.
Yeah. And she was also in Smith Center when you were there last year. He was in Smith Center for the big fundraiser that I do in the spring. That was so cool. The way you relate to people, though, this is small town Kansas. You act like you live there all your life. Where did you get that ability to be able to relate to anybody around you?
I say just growing up, you know, my mom is that way. You know, we go in the grocery store and she'll make three or four friends just being in the grocery store 30 minutes. So I'd have to say from her.
Thanks, Mom, for that. You raised a good son, by the way. Chamari Connor is our guest tonight. We'll maybe wedge you in here. I don't know. We got a little bit of room. But we're going to continue the game that is called Chamari Connor Shuts Out the Opponent. You want to continue this game? Because so we're going back now in time when we come back after this break. So just get ready for more of the Chiefs Kingdom Show and Chamari Connor. I love to shout out other teams. We'll be back after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Todd Rice, touchdown, Kansas City. Rashi Rice, his second touchdown. And is he back, baby? The Chiefs go on a 16-play, 94-yard drive. Three drives, three long touchdown drives.
Oh, yeah. Sellout crowd here tonight. And 1 week from tonight, you'll be as loud as ever as the Commanders come in for Monday Night Football. Our friends here from Deutschland, Neumünster, Siegburg, Unna, Munden, Trier, and Köln. Köln. Das Spiel war großartig, meaning the game was awesome. Close. Who's awesome is the guy that loves to shout out offenses. Chamari Connor is here on the heels of that 31-0 shutout. Now, so you know, Chamari is from Jacksonville, Florida. Yep. And he went to a school called Trinity Christian, right?
Yep.
The Conquerors.
Yes, sir.
Did you guys win three state titles in a row?
We did.
That's crazy. Now that we're in Florida, folks, right? So how did you guys get that done?
You know, we had a lot of talent on our team and a lot of guys that wanted to win.
I guess so. Yeah. All right, let's play Chamari Connor loves to shout out opponents. He mentioned the Pitt game. That was what year? 20, freshman year? No.
I think my junior year.
Junior year. All right. I got the 45-0 over Georgia Tech that seemed to slip his mind, right?
I think they might have been the same year.
It was the same year?
Yeah.
So which one was first?
I think Georgia Tech.
Okay. I just stopped at Georgia Tech. I didn't see the Pitt one later. You can go to Rick Burkholder, who's a Pitt head, and tell him about the shout-out, right? Yep. So next time he gives you a bunch of rational stuff. I call him the witch doctor. He's our head athletic trainer guy. Anyway, you remember the last time you shut out a high school team?
That's a hard one.
You want to guess?
I'm sure we had a couple.
You had a bunch. I'm going to tell you. You had a bunch. You guys were really good. 35-0 over the Palm Beach Lakes Rams.
Okay,
what do you remember about that game?
Was that a playoff game?
I think it was.
Yeah, I think that was a playoff game.
Yeah, way to shut out somebody in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah. So how did that work?
Yeah.
Chamari Connor, our guest, you remember that game at all?
I don't. I'm sure it was a great game, though.
I guess. I'm guessing it was a great game. Let's go back here. 43-0.
Okay.
Against the Providence Stallions.
Okay, I remember that one.
Okay.
At Providence.
At Providence. What did we do? Pick six? You scoop and score? Did you do something really cool?
I'm sure I had a bunch of tackles. I don't remember the details.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, second on the team with 47 tackles and the special teams tackles. What about the Taylor County Bulldogs?
Yeah, I remember that one, too.
Okay.
That was on the road.
It's coming back to him now.
Yeah.
And then you guys won the state. Was it Chaminade Madonna?
Chaminade Madonna, yep.
Were they any good?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
How'd you beat them?
Stopped their run game. They had a good running back. We stopped the run game. We had a couple of interceptions that game. I had a pick six that game. So,
yeah. Oh, those poor Chaminade Madonna kids. Yeah. They got to experience what the Raiders got to experience yesterday. So awesome, though. Going back in your time at Trinity Christian, the special teams work to me really intrigues me. How much do you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it a lot. You know, at Virginia Tech, you know, we harp on special teams a lot. So it's a big thing at Virginia Tech that everybody has to buy into. So, you know, always the best players are always on special teams. So I just took that with me and carried that with me every day. So I take pride in special teams for sure.
So as a starter, when they go, you're going to be on special, you're going to be on four core special teams, you don't take that as a, well, that's not what I do. I start. That's
not at all. Because I know how special, I know how important special teams are.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we've been good here. How much growth are we seeing there on coverage, especially? I know that, well, we'll get to Jacksonville. How'd that go with your family? Like,
that was a crazy one.
And Bud had to make a tackle. Like that Tootin guy was almost, you know.
Yeah. So,
but how much growth has there been in teams, in your opinion?
You say in
how much growth in just special teams, like coverage and returns?
I think it's been a lot of growth. You know, we try to come out each week and make a couple of good plays in the return game. So I think Nico been doing a good job. I think a lot of guys have been working hard to try to get them free. And I think we've been trying to cover well on kickoff. You know, this week, I think we had a couple that we could have got them down sooner, that we should have got them down sooner. But I think we've been doing pretty well.
Again, Shamari Connor is our guest. Loves playing special teams. The new kickoff rule, it's not new. The dynamic kickoff rule put in place last year. How crazy is that? Coverage.
It's crazy. It's definitely a big change. It's different. So it take a long time to get used to it. Last year was kind of crazy. I think this year we've been getting better with it.
What's the thing you like the most about it?
Not having to sprint 50 yards.
And what's the thing you like the least about it?
You know, everything happens so fast, so sometimes it's easy for the returner to get downhill and split guys.
So you've got to wait. If you're blocking, you've got to wait till the guy touches the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Is there verbal calls there? When you're covering, are you looking at, I mean, how does it work? Because it's like this split second. This is so fast. It happens.
Yeah. You got to just watch the ball in the air and just go. Yeah. As soon as he touches the ball, you got to just go.
Oh, man, that's crazy. So he's really good at it. Again, six special teams tackles to go with his 47 tackles on defense. And now just getting ready, because this league is week to week. You get to celebrate, you know, maybe a little bit tonight because it's a Monday night game, but here come the Commanders. Was Jalen Lane at Tech when you were there?
He wasn't. I think he got there the year after me.
Okay, so he's plays for them. But but your thought on playing the Commanders? Because you kind of grew up with them, right? Well, you go to not Jacksonville, you're at the Jags. But at Tech, that's a little bit Commander country, a little bit, right?
Yeah. I got a lot of friends that are Commander fans for sure. But, you know, playing them this week, I think they're a talented team. They got a lot of good weapons to use, you know, at quarterback, wide receiver, running back. So definitely excited for this challenge.
And just how much to win a Super Bowl your rookie year, when you went back home, what was that like?
That was crazy. You know, that's – that's one in a million, you know, that never really happened. So everybody was super excited for me. You know, everybody felt like they won the Super Bowl. So it was amazing.
I hope your mom felt like she won a Super Bowl, because now we know why he's got such a cool personality and why everybody loves him, right? It's because of mom. We got to get mom on the show sometime. But just attacking the rest of the season, where you start now, starting really tomorrow, because it's going to get real interesting how with the AFC. So what's the best thing you can do to attack tomorrow and this week and Commanders and then move on?
You know, tomorrow we just got to attack, start our game plan, start, you know, watching the film, start putting the game plan in and getting ready for this week. And, you know, we just go attack them on Monday and try to get it done.
You didn't play the Columbia Tigers when you were at Trinity Christian, did you?
I did.
Yeah, it's not the Missouri Tigers from Columbia. It's the Columbia, Florida Tigers. What do you remember about that game?
I know I played them a few times.
Okay. Playoffs?
I think we played them in the playoffs one time.
Okay. You might have shut them out here with all this research I've done. But anyway, we are so fortunate to have him. When we drafted him in the fourth round, I just thought, okay, this is a guy that can flourish here. And no one who recruited him and coached him at Tech got a little bit of the lowdown on this young man. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to send him into the night. An amazing human, great player, great safety slash corner slash hybrid. Chamari Khan.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. We'll be back to close out the show. After this, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
12th play of the drive, quick snap, Pacheco left side, bashes over chin and into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Isaiah Pacheco on a 7-yard run. Four drives, four touchdowns. Pacheco gets this one. And let's give the offensive line all four of them. They opened up a giant hole that time on the right side of the Raider defense.
Yeah. When I said all four of them, I meant all four touchdowns. Because we don't talk much about the offensive line. We just don't. And they have played so awesome over the past 4.5 games. And Jalen Moore is filling in great at left tackle. Mike Caliendo had to come in for Trey Smith as his back kind of stiffened up. But it was great. When the offensive line plays like that, they're able to put the hammer down, baby. And Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith will put the hammer into the head of the opponent. Anyway, thanks to the folks here at Hy-Vee on Nolan Road, the closest Hy-Vee to the stadium, in case you need something for game day or game night. And remember, score the savings with the 31 points. You get a chance. A lot of you will shop here tonight after the show. So make sure you make advantage of the 31 points we got in score the savings for your fuel saver points. Also, next week, remember, a week from tonight, we'll be battling the Washington Commanders on Monday Night Football. That means it's a Tuesday night show at Raytown. All right, so stay tuned on the guest. But that will be in Raytown. That will be on Tuesday night. So Monday night, get ready to get rowdy. Thanks to, again, all of our German folks, our folks here from Deutschland. Neumünster, Siegburg, Unna, I think, Munden, Trier, and Köln. So our fan base in Germany has grown exponentially. It is so awesome. I wish we had more time when we were in Frankfurt last year. And I can't wait to go back whenever we play, wherever we're going to play again. But the German fans are incredible. And I get to know more and more of them through Defending the Kingdom or through our social channels. And so it's just awesome, especially when you can come to a game and experience what we get to experience all the time. And we don't want to take it for granted. I ran into some fans from Austria yesterday, and they said, we come to the game. I go, how'd you become Chiefs fans? He goes, well, in Europe, we have crazy fans, right? We get to a real loud and crazy. They really do in Deutschland, I'm telling you, right? And so they said, the closest thing to that in the States is GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah. So I said, for sure, come in and enjoy it. But the Commanders will come in. They got beat yesterday. They were beaten up, too. They were down their top three receivers. But they're a talented group, and they'll come in here desperate to win, as we'll entertain them on Monday Night Football. And after an 0-2 start, ladies and gentlemen, and people putting dirt on us, having like a eulogy, we're 4-3, and we're hot, and we're ready to go. Yeah. Thanks to all of you for coming out tonight. Thanks to Chamari Connor. Let's get ready to beat the Commanders. Stay on it, fans, on the Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Tune in to Fesco and Dusty, weekdays starting at 6, Cody and Gold at 10, and The Drive with Carrington Harrison at 2. Follow this station, your favorite shows and podcasts on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And make sure to follow our social channels at TheFan965 on X, Instagram, Facebook. Plus, watch all the shows on our YouTube channel, your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.